We're very pleased to be chatting this morning with Darren Hayes, an event director. He's a showrunner and a creative working in Africa and in the United Arab Emirates. I think he has the best of both worlds, but we'll hear from Darren what that means for him. Being a migrant worker between South Africa and the UAE is not the migrant worker we have in our minds, but quite a glamorous lifestyle, I would imagine. Darren, am I right or am I wrong saying that?
I don't know whether it's as glamorous as everyone would like to think. I mean, the most exciting thing for me, I suppose, and it's not just South Africa, it's the rest of Africa, is I get to work with different cultures, different communities, different sets of ideals all the time. And it's you just don't fall into a norm necessarily. You kind of like are constantly challenged and constantly growing. So I really enjoy just going from country to country and working with different people, do different skill sets, and yeah, exploring, I suppose.
Wonderful. I think that when one is exposed to different cultures, different communities, different people all the time, it really does grow you. One stops and says, gosh, what a rich life I have. How blessed am I? Because it's constant engagement. And I think that keeps you fresh. It keeps your thinking young and relevant, and you're constantly stimulated, and your mind expands in different ways. So
Definitely.
I think that that is a blessing that you must just be thankful for all the time, because many people don't have that opportunity. And just to be part of that whole stratosphere is really quite amazing. So we're very excited that you're coming to one of our favorite places, Vergelegen, and you're bringing a very interesting show to us. So please do tell us about the R&B Starlight Classics.
So just to contextualize our relationship with Vergelegen, I mean, Starlight Classics is a 25-year-old entertainment brand. I don't think there are any other 25-year-old entertainment brands in South Africa, most certainly. But we've had a very long relationship with Vergelegen, and Vergelegen's obviously the venue that we always perform down in Cape Town. So it's always a very exciting time for us because it's just so beautiful. I mean, the surroundings there are incredible, the gardens, and it's just such a peaceful and serene space. So we're very excited to be going back to the space. There's been some changes to the space, which are very exciting as well, and I know that they're really excited about. And
I love
we
that they're constantly evolving, and you know that the sunflowers are in full bloom, and they've
yes.
just celebrated their 325th birthday with a massive cake and everybody in yellow to celebrate the sunflowers.
Amazing, yeah. And I mean, I suppose their sense of optimism and possibility kind of like really does align with kind of like how we think as well. The sunflowers are very exciting for us because we're hoping to get some photos and actually use them as visual references within the show. So I'm very excited to see
Oh,
those
that will
photos
be
coming through as
interesting.
well. Yeah.
Well, I can understand your comfort level with Vergelegen because it's like an ever-changing performance. There's always something new. They're always innovating, evolving, whether it is burgers, organic burgers in a pop-up, or a nice French restaurant, or a nice, interesting winter menu. It's just a very vibrant and constantly changing space. So it's wonderful, and I can understand your synergy. That makes absolute sense.
Yes, and like I said, I mean, Starlight has been we've been doing Starlight at Vergelegen for quite a long time. We have an incredible relationship with them, and it's an incredible space to put on a performance like this because so Starlight kind of like showcases South African talent in such a unique and interesting way. It really feels like, Vergelegen also celebrates its South Africanness. It celebrates everything kind of like South African and local about it. So yeah, it's an interesting space from that point of view.
Wonderful. So, what can we hope to see and hear in this performance?
So for anyone who hasn't been to Starlight Classics, a quick explanation on what it is. Starlight Classics is basically a big variety show. It is a variety show that is based on the use of a 55-piece orchestra that plays Afro pop, Afro soul, opera, classical, pop, You name it, we put every single aspect of music and musical genres into the show, and like I said, pull it together with this incredible classical sound of an orchestra. So it's very
Phenomenal.
exciting and a unique concept brought to life by R&B and one of its founders, Richard Koch. One of Starlight's founders, not R&B founders, sorry. So this year we have an incredible lineup. We have Nomcebo of Jerusalem fame. We have
Amazing.
Bas Lemmers from X Prime Circle, who's now got a very successful solo career. We have Vuvu Mphofu, soprano, who has been doing very well on the international scene, coming into the cast. We have three tenors from the Mzanzi Tenors. The
Wonderful.
Mzanzi Tenors are the Cape Town-based tenor group that we're very excited to be bringing back into R&B. We actually, or Starlight Classics R&B actually launched them at Starlight Classics in 2022, I think. So we're very excited about that. We have two incredible hosts this year who have been on the show for a while now, and we're very excited to have them hosting this year in their full capacity. It's Katlego Mabue, who we know very well, and then Steinway pianist Charles Duplessis, who is just an incredible talent and also just so hospitable and lovely on stage as a host. So we're very, very excited to have him there as well. Over and above
Wonderful.
that, we have the Temba Youth Choir, a young choir from Khayelitsha, who are doing some incredible work, and we're very excited to be putting them onto the Starlight stage. We've been workshopping with them and kind of like really working with them. They're an exceptionally talented group, and we
What a
have,
wonderful opportunity for them to
yeah, and
stand
they're,
head and shoulders and get that kind of visibility.
yeah, they really are incredible. They're exceptionally talented. I mean, it's very important for us on Starlight to ensure that everyone is exceptionally talented, exceptionally skilled at what they do. And then we can kind of like put them onto the stage in these kinds of opportunities. So they're doing very well. And then we also have the Cape Ballet Africa company performing for us in the show as well. And then obviously all brought together by the CPO as our orchestra, which we're very excited to be partnering with them again on this year's concert.
Amazing. So everything to delight the sights and the sounds, and just a wonderful mosaic of a lot of different cultural forms. And I think it's all going to come together beautifully against. Now, for you personally, Darren, having worked on this, formations, lots of expectations, positive, negative worries, little stresses about all the moving parts. What is the typical day like for
A
you?
typical day.
Well, maybe I should be more realistic and say that there's no day that's exactly the same as the next because of all of these moving parts. What is it like doing what you do?
So I'm very lucky on Starlight. I have an extensive creative team. James Bassingthwaite, our musical director. We've got Jean Nietling in the music department. Got Alexander Tindersmith, who is working with us. Richard Koch's daughter, actually. I've got an incredible assistant director, Lulu, and we've got a team that really supports us. This show takes 6 months to put together. We do 2 years, so it's literally a full-time job for us. So I'm very, like I say, very lucky to have this incredible team. Yes, there's stresses, but the most exciting thing for us always is, first of all, to see the audience's acceptance or how they react to the work. And then also what we're very lucky with Starlight is because it's this ongoing concern, and it's kind of like it's this machine basically that kind of like just carries on moving, is that we keep on bringing in new artists, and it just gives it a new life every time. Every show feels different because of the what the artists bring, and what we always get very touched by is how the show touches the artists and how they feel throughout the show. So for me, Yes, there's the average stresses that you kind of like go through in putting together a show like this, but we're very excited to always see what the audience experiences, and then of course what the artists kind of like feel through that experience as well. It's a great blessing for us.
Phenomenal. It sounds like an amazing experience to be part of. Now,
It
tell
really
us
did.
on the day, Darren, there's two performances only at Verheerlijken. What time does it start? What can audiences expect? And what are the
Sure.
other facilities available to them?
So the great thing about Starlight is it's actually a picnic under the stars,
Oh, how
while listening
wonderful.
to and experiencing this music. So we've got what we like to consider a world-class performance happening on stage, and this beautiful experience on the lawns of Verheerlijken. So enjoy the beautiful night in the Verheerlijken Gardens, which is amazing. You can buy Verheerlijken wine and support local, which is also great. The gates open at between 4 and 4:30. So get there early and enjoy the space. Like I say, the gardens are beautiful. And then the show itself starts at 7:30 as it starts getting dark, so that we can really experience the lighting and the kind of like screen experience for the show. So we wait until 7:30 for the show to start.
And I think there's a whole kaleidoscope of colors that happen between that twilight time and when sunset starts, you know. So
Yeah,
it's
it's
quite
really
a
incredible.
dramatic change in color and light, and it's
And you know,
quite
I mean, you know
special.
the Great Lawn, I mean, it's just surrounded by these beautiful trees. There's the old camphor trees, there's the homestead.
Oh.
It's such a beautiful surrounding to immerse yourself in beforehand. The birds and everything are there. It's incredible. And then obviously then about 2.5 hours, including an interval. And we have on the program this year, I think it's 27 different songs. So it's a show full of a lot of different surprises and different experiences.
Absolutely. Sounds like a full program and lots on offer. And how do we buy these tickets, Darren?
The tickets are at quicket.com. We have very seldomly not sold out, so go and get your tickets earlier rather than
My
later.
suggestion too is get
Brilliant.
online and get those tickets.
Now, the tickets are going very quickly at the moment, which is amazing. And always good to know that the show continues to have the support of its loyal followers. So, yeah.
Phenomenal. Darren, it's been an absolute pleasure hearing about the R&B Starlight Classics and the production, you know, the back end of what happens to make this amazing production come together. And then, of course, on the day, the changing light, the atmosphere, the audience all comes together to add value to that production. So I suppose
Brilliant.
each and every performance is different. Each one spectacular in its own right. It's been absolutely interesting and wonderful to hear about this production, Darren, and thank you for sharing your time with us today. We're
Thank you
looking
so much for
forward.
your time. Perfect. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone comes and enjoys the show.
Absolutely. Thank you
Cool.
so much, Darren. It's been great
Thanks,
chatting
Anne.
to you.